Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. I thought I was going to lose both of you before this just started.
Me and Lex started clearing our throats and then it turned into like a
coughing fit.
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, symphony.
A symphony.
Of coughs.
But I'm ready to talk now.
Are you?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much.
What's the goss?
How are you?
What's the goss, Jared?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm very busy. I don't know about you guys.
Jared's not used to being so busy.
You're not?
The first half of this year was like, I was at home all the time.
Relaxing. Max relaxing.
Playing some video games.
Nothing hanging out with going Jack. On.
And then as soon as May hit.
Nonstop.
Just slid down the backside of that hill. It's been crazy.
Well, up until like recently, Jared's only job was to be in his band. So
now he's got like six jobs.
Yeah. Like when he was either on tour and just like 100% in the band, or he was home and had no
relaxing time.
Responsibilities at all. And now.
Now I'm a full-time husband. Which is a lot of work. I'm a podcast producer. Man, life sure has changed.
And you have to do these Killing Time episodes with us.
Yeah. Well,
and you're a host.
Glad to be here.
And you're a podcast host.
Glad to be here.
You could put that on your resume. You're a podcast host.
Yeah. What do you think I could get with that?
Nothing.
People make fun of you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, anyone can have a podcast. I'm like, then do it.
Yeah.
If it's so easy, do it.
Let's see it.
You're like, it's so easy. Anyone can do it. I'm like, then do it.
Yeah. Let's
show me how easy it is.
To come back in a year.
It's so much fucking work.
Once you've got 52 episodes. Or for us.
Yeah.
52 times 3, 156
and
episodes.
And then times three shows that we do now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Thousands of episodes.
156 episodes a year is what we're doing.
I have 400 in the spreadsheet, like, and that doesn't include Patreon.
That's insane.
Yeah, and people who are like, oh, it's so easy. Try getting criticized. See if you're actually as tough as you think
you
are.
Do you breathe too heavily?
Try when people leave you mean reviews.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try seeing how much you want to keep going.
Yeah, see when people...
Persevere over that.
See when people give you one star because you mispronounce their tiny town name. Those are the best.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
it feels good.
I'm trying my hardest over here.
Or if people make lies up about you all over, like, just see if you can handle it.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Feels good.
It does feel good.
And also try not making money for 2 years when you're starting your podcast.
Try doing it for free and it taking 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is we're having a lot of fun.
Listen, it is a lot of fun.
But like people were like, it's so easy. I'm like, it's really not.
Podcasting is not. I think podcasting is the most underrated job for how hard it is. Like
if you're doing a factual, if it's just a talk show, like Killing Time, I'll say, is the easiest type of episode we do.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting with our friends and we're talking. So if you're doing that kind of podcast, then I agree. That's pretty easy.
But not really. I mean, considering that's what Lady Gang is, it's like you still, it's
you guys have an interview that is like,
but even
logistics.
When it's just us, I mean, because it's not like podcasting, of course, is the hour that you're actually doing it. But if you're going to try to like promote your podcast, monetize your podcast, grow your podcast, it's like that is a full time job. It's not just talking for an hour.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to put into it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like, or what you want out of it.
If you want a lot of substance, then it's your amount of work goes up.
But it's not even substance. If you are literally doing a Girl Talk Gabby podcast.
Yeah.
And you want people to listen to said podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a fuck ton of work.
It's
an undertaking.
To make people know about it.
And to like keep them listening and make it interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, podcasting is tough. However, I think especially in this economy, podcasting is one of the only things you can actually have control over your destiny, I guess, mm-hmm. when it comes to your profession. Yeah. For the most part, we still have advertisers and like those could go away if, you know, things happen in the world. But like it's, yeah, podcasting, man.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time to be alive.
Anybody can
good
do it.
Good for you, Jer.
Right?
Anybody can do it. Speaking of Patreon.
Yeah.
We love Patreon.
Patreonies.
Our Patreonies. If you're watching us, you're watching us on Patreon.
Hi.
If you haven't joined our Patreon, we have so much fun bonus content for you over there. One full episode of true crime content a week that we get to pick the episodes. And by we mean you. We are taking submissions for cases that you people want to hear about. And I think we're having a fun time over there.
We're having a great time. And the episodes are well researched. They're as long as a regular first degree episode. Except we don't have an interview, which means we have more freedom to cover cases that are unsolved and cases we just want to that are brought to us by you.
Yes.
And the archive is approaching endless at this point.
It's
a lot of stuff over there.
God, we need to sell our life IP at some point.
Someone like license our catalog.
Yeah.
Please.
You know,
there's so much. So much in there. All right. Do we want to get into the day today?
We do.
Okay, so today is September 28th, 1785.
Wow.
Our favorite, Napoleon.
Ah.
Napoleon.
Short king.
He would have had truck nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up. He would have had truck
Sorry,
nuts.
Sorry, did I take your punchline?
Well, it's the Napoleon syndrome. Like, absolutely, complex, yeah. Like, is a truck nut kind of a thing.
Yes.
Anyways, Napoleon, this is so Napoleon. It's so funny. Napoleon, at 16 years old, graduates from the elite École Militaire in Paris. However, he graduated 42nd in a class of 51.
Wow. Like last.
Yeah.
Wow.
Might as well be last.
He was at the bottom.
Yeah.
Which, again, is not surprising.
His mind was elsewhere. War.
I guess.
I also think it goes to show, though, that like scholastic categorizing based on the way they teach doesn't necessarily say shit about someone's intelligence.
It literally doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
College is a scam.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go to college unless you're literally need to for your profession. If you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever.
Jack was like, you're going to meet my parents and they're going to find out that you didn't finish college. And I was like, oh shit. And then I met him and they're probably like, this guy's so dumb, but he's lovable. So you don't.
But Jared's actually smarter than I am. So
I don't know.
Going to college has nothing to do with your, like, how
I
smart
know what
you
I
are.
Learned in college.
You can.
I mean,
do...
you just. I memorize. You memorize shit in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
I would just like
my grammar depends. Got good. Like that's how I really learned how to.
Is that correct? Your grammar.
My
got
grammar
good?
Got gooder.
Better.
Maybe your
my punctuation.
I think
grammar.
It would be my grammar improved.
My grammar
your vocabulary,
got good.
Your vocabulary certainly did.
Well,
you have
a
very robust
vocabulary.
Vocab.
That was all college. I didn't do anything in high school.
Yeah. I think I had a good I have a good vocabulary too. Do I?
I'll give you a compliment too. You can have one. Yes, yours
but
is good.
But mine was also from high school because I was obsessed with English in high school and I took AP English and that's where I learned all of my like.
See, I didn't get into those AP classes.
No.
All of my teachers signed my yearbook and was like, if only you applied yourself.
Oh my God.
You could be so smart.
It was the undiagnosed ADD.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's
you
fine.
Figured it out and
you
now
don't,
you're.
It, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't change anything.
It all depends, like what you're trying to do. And I don't think
I'm telling you, it's a scam unless you're going to be a doctor.
I agree.
Or a lawyer, because it's just like it's a fucking scam to get us all in debt.
I agree, but I empathize with anyone who has to go because your parents are going to be real dicks if you don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, in 1904, a woman was arrested for smoking a cigarette in a car on Fifth Avenue in New York City. And I think that this story is kind of interesting. So she was riding in an open car and a cop on horseback.
Wow. A Mountie.
Pulled her over and said, ma'am, you can't do that on Fifth Avenue or whatever accent he said. So at that time, in much
not on Fifth Avenue. Lady.
No.
Listen here, say,
ma'am, you can't do that on Fifth Avenue in your old timey voice.
Ma'am, there's no cigarettes on Fifth. And you know this.
So at that time, in much of the country, she was also alone. It was also illegal for an unescorted woman to be served in hotels and restaurants. And no woman anywhere had the right to vote. So this lady was, you know,
A pioneer.
But that changed in 1920. And soon after, cigarette manufacturers began featuring women prominently in their advertisements. And some even began urging women to smoke instead of eat. And then you wonder why we have such body issues.
Yeah, and also things like Bridget Jones. Like, have you been seeing those memes where it's like
insane.
She was called, like, Renee Zellweger
yeah.
was still so skinny.
She was probably a size 4.
Maybe. She's maybe still a 2. She just had bigger breasts at the time. And it's like she was supposed to be fat.
Yeah.
And that's why we're all like fucked up, our generation.
Our generation's so fucked up.
God.
Millennials literally
had it bad.
Had it the worst in so many ways.
Yeah.
Like we are fucking scarred. Anyways, that's for another episode.
The body dysmorphia episode.
That is the body dysmorphia episode. In 1924, the first round the world flight was completed when the U.S. Army Air Service's aircraft, the Chicago, landed in Seattle, Washington, concluding a journey that covered over 26,000 miles. And I thought that was really interesting because the Wright brothers first flew in 1903. So that's 20 years later after the first plane lifted off of the earth that they flew around the world.
No, it's the value of the proof of concept.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
Once we're like, oh, we can do this. We're like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do it well.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think I was saying it on an earlier episode, but the design of the modern commercial airplane
hasn't changed.
Hasn't really changed because we got it right like decades ago.
Well, that's my transportation has not evolved in the past like 60 years.
Well, a lot of the commercial airplanes we're in are like from the 70s.
Yeah. Well,
dude, remember like back in the day, did we talk about this already? Back in the day when flying was just such a...
You get dressed up.
Yeah. You look back in like the Pan Air, I think it was called.
Pan Am
days, like like all the flight attendants were so chic and everybody like was so coiffed, smoking their cigarettes in the plane. That is insane.
Martini.
They're having their martini on the plane. Like it was a delight to fly.
I know. Women were wearing like ruffly skirts.
Yeah.
Men were in their suits and their little fedoras.
Yep. And now
cufflinks.
Now people are bringing on their Yorkie service dogs.
I mean,
and wearing open toed sandals.
Airplanes
short
are the
shorts.
The scum of the earth.
And farting.
Ew.
Dude, yes, farting. Lots of farting. Okay.
Flying sucks.
You guys are ruining planes for me already, even more than they already are ruined.
This journey, the 1924 journey, took 175. First, I was like, they flew around the world 20, and I thought it was one flight. But
no, they one vessel made it all the way around.
175 days.
Refuel.
It took 74 stops, covering 27,000.
Oh, that's far more than I thought.
74 stops. That means they probably...
Well, going across the oceans would fuck me up if it's the first time it's been like.
Isn't that where Amelia Earhart disappeared over an ocean?
I think in the mountains.
Oh.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean that...
I feel like it was mountains.
A fact.
You just think about I've taken flights that are 16 hours. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, they probably had to stop a couple times.
Yeah.
But 74, that's pretty surprising.
I think 11, you do. I mean, I don't think we're stopping. I am. But you can fly direct to like London from LA, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can fly. I think you can fly like 16 or 17 hours direct.
I went from Melbourne, Australia to Dubai.
Wow.
And that was...
You've been to Dubai?
16 hours. Layover.
Layover. Oh.
But it was a 16 hour flight. And then
we
I had another...
go to Dubai. Mm-hmm. Can you get us like a opportunity? Can't you figure something out?
I can try.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know what would be cool is I'm sure they'll do like a Fast and the Furious like premiere there at some point.
Wow.
I'd love to go to that if we could. If you can get us tickets to that.
Yeah, okay.
I'll try my best.
That is so random.
I have no intel, but I would love to go to a Fast and Furious premiere in Dubai if that ever happens.
Okay, we'll manifest it.
Okay.
I unfortunately am like not the... I'm a little bit of a dusty influencer. I don't get invited on brand trips, but I'll try.
I'm just starting my influencer journey, so I might be able to swing something. Yeah.
From what?
She doesn't even know yet, but.
What is it?
Oh, it's just all kinds of stuff.
Like what?
I'll sell anything. You just tell me and I'll sell it.
Anything? Okay. In 1928, Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin.
Wow.
Big discovery.
A groundbreaking antibiotic that revolutionized medicine and significantly improved the treatment of bacterial infections.
People like died from sepsis all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. People still do, you know, if it goes uncaught. But
it's just crazy to think at some point, if big pharma and lobbying doesn't get too muddy, like we'll say the same thing about cancer, which is pretty insane.
They have the cancer pill, but they probably have had it for like... a decade and didn't want it released.
Who knows?
But
you can get into the
weeds
with that. I'm just saying it's really wild that there's a before and after for all of these things.
Did you see the company that Mark Cuban started?
Yeah, where they're
the cheap pharmaceuticals.
Meds.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty amazing.
They only mark up the prices, I think, 15%. And I mean, I read a bunch of like comments about it. I don't know if they were bots, but apparently it's pretty awesome.
No, I mean it's a humanitarian breakthrough. Like it just the one company to not be exploiting Americans for just basic health care that they need to survive. You know, like people can't get fucking EpiPens.
Yeah. It's that was just, one of the things that they're talking about. Yeah,
it's crazy. And like people can't get Narcan, you know, and who are suffering from like struggling with addiction. I just think it's an amazing. I love Mark Cuban.
No, he was like, the one thing is just like, I can't be bought. Like they're not going to buy me out.
Yeah.
Because
because that's his humanitarian effort. I mean, I'm sure he's not a perfect person. I'm sure if you dig enough, he's going to have a skeleton or two in his closet. But like for what he's done for America with that company, I mean,
yeah,
kind of is forgiven anything else he may have done wrong.
No, it's insane. So going back, 1960, the first ever televised U.S. presidential debate took place.
Wow.
Between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. And the world was never the same.
Yeah.
And now it is a shit show, clown car, clusterfuck.
What a mess.
What a
mess.
South
Park nailed it. It's always a race between a giant douche and a turd sandwich.
Literally.
Yeah.
That is what it is. That's what it has come down to.
Yeah.
In 2023. Can't wait.
I'm already getting the text messages. You guys get those? Somebody who used to own my phone, name of David, signed up for
Carrie Lake.
Some fucking.
Carrie Lake, wasn't she going on the alien train though?
Was she?
She was going on all the trains.
She was a shitbag, though.
She was on trains
to
everywhere.
Did you say shitbag?
Yeah, she's a shitbag.
I've never heard you use that word before.
I honestly don't think I have.
Whatever. Whoever this is.
Carrie Lake's a shitbag.
David from Phoenix, you asshole.
Sign him up for my phone number up. Trump thing.
And I get like blasted with like, hey, it's so-and-so. Guess what? We really need
you. Maybe someone who doesn't like you did it. Me and Jack, we were doing that before. It was cool with Scientology.
I know that. And I think about that sometimes. And I'm like, who did I piss off? It could have... He's my dad.
Honestly, it's probably his dad trying to convert him.
Could be my dad. Anyways, so I am not excited about any of that shit coming back because they're already bothering me on my phone.
No, it's going to suck. In 1968, Hey Jude by the Beatles goes number one and stays number one for 9 weeks.
Wow.
What a tune, dude.
One of the best tunes.
Who is this Jude? Do we know the real Jude?
Yeah, there's a whole story behind it.
Was it?
I don't know it.
You're lying.
Was it? That was not even grammatically correct.
I don't know because...
He learned that good grammar when I learned that good grammar.
Yeah, I know.
One of the things that I learned when we were watching that amazing documentary on Disney Plus was they would just sometimes just fill in lyrics with what sounded good. So there might not be. I actually don't know the story.
Like, who's Eleanor Rigby?
I don't know.
That was just rhymed with something.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're actually, that was part of the thing that they were talking about. They just like would use things that sounded really interesting.
I love that.
So, and I'm not a huge Beatles head, but I would love to. We should dive it at some point. That'd be fun.
We could. We did a dive on Paul is Dead and all of those, the Beatles conspiracy theories a long time ago. In 1972, David Bowie sells out his first show in New York City's Carnegie Hall. And I wanted to bring this up because Jared has good insight about David Bowie and about how he started selling out shows before he was like even doing anything, right?
Yeah. Bowie was the idea of hype. Bowie was, let's be totally straight up. Like, his music is amazing. I'm a huge fan of David Bowie, and a lot of his records I hold really highly. That being said, he was like one of the first examples of how your image can propel you.
Mm.
So he came out looking like this crazy, like space cadet alien guy. They immediately started booking him in gigantic rooms, and the rooms filled because people were like, what is this?
People basically wanted to just be like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's a spectacle.
Yeah, it's a spectacle, but it's like
it's
idea.
Like a freak show. They wanted the goss.
They wanted
percolating goss.
Yes.
It was like propaganda.
Yeah, I love that.
And the idea, the mystery, the whatever it is that he made you feel when you saw a picture of him, that fueled his image and made him larger than life. And so they just put him in this thing. They were like, this is what he is. And it's what he became. And then thankfully his music was incredible. And then, you know, but that in the early days, I'm pretty sure they were like overbooking him and the rooms were
filling
up.
He had a gimmick.
Yeah.
It worked. I know you have to have a gimmick.
Cool.
I feel like that's what Kesha did. Like Kesha, as much as like, I like Kesha's music cause it's catchy, but like she wasn't like stand out from the rest, but she's like, I'm going to be the party and the weekend girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to like glue like sequins on my face.
Well, she just like resonated with like the club kids of like our generation.
Yeah. Like exactly.
Yeah. It's so true.
If you have a thing and people can relate to that thing, or if people are enamored by that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to stick to that thing.
Yeah.
You got to have a thing. All right, last one, 1994. This is for Alexis. Friends premiered on NBC.
Such a feel-good sitcom.
That's almost...
For some.
19 years ago. Not for me. We know that.
I know a lot of people who like put it on when they're depressed. And that was me when I, in my like depression, right. Because it's nothing bad happens. Nothing in that show can set you on a spiral.
Yeah.
Like nothing is.
It's just happy.
You're not going to get fucked up over it.
Yeah.
It's just going to. They're all going to give each other hugs at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. I appreciate that.
I like that. I can respect that.
Not for me, but that's okay. All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Sand. You know the drill. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the sand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We debate it. We bring it to Instagram. You vote on it if it's guilty or not guilty. And we usually have a listener on the stand. We have one today.
Oh, we do. Should we start with that?
You know what this listener did? They called the phone number.
They called it in.
And the phone number is 818-446-6889. Call that number. Give us your gripes.
I love that, Jared. Thank call you. It. Are we ready for our listener on the stand?
Yes.
Hi, I have called before with a worsty firsty, and I'm calling now with an on the stand. So I would love to put on the stand snoozing more than once when you sleep with a partner. So I have been married for almost a decade, and something that my husband absolutely loves to do is be very ambitious at nighttime. So we'll set his alarm for something, you know, absolutely crazy, like 4 a.m., and then he will snooze in 10-minute intervals for almost 2 hours every single morning. And he's able to go back to sleep in between these 10-minute intervals, but I cannot. So I inevitably lose 2 hours of sleep almost every day. We've talked about this, but he just really doesn't see the issue because he falls back asleep. And he just cannot picture a world where people can't do the same. So I would love to put on the stand snoozing more than once, because we all need a good snooze once in a while, right? I'm putting on the stand snoozing more than once when you sleep with someone else and someone else is within earshot of your alarm.
So 4 a.m. is criminal if he's really doing that.
So he has to wake up at 6, but he's just putting his alarm on at 4?
She just says that he does something really ambitious, but I'll say Matt does this. But he'll set it for 6 and he'll snooze. And I'll be like, after the third one, I'm like, are you going to get up? Because like either turn your alarm off and sleep till 9.
Yeah.
Like or get the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
Do something, because this is I'm the same thing where I'm like, once the alarm goes off the first time, I'm up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even if he doesn't set an alarm, he'll get up and like go turn the light on in the bathroom. And I'm like. And I'm like, okay, I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm up now.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You better really need to get up at that time.
I can't imagine a world where I'm up before Jack.
No,
that's
I'm like, there's no way this would ever happen. But if it did, I would literally murder you.
Matt always gets up before me.
I'm a serial snoozer, though. If I'm okay, so like.
You snooze. But you snooze. Like, thank God I'm already awake, because I would literally murder you if you did that.
But like, if I'm by myself, like, let's say I'm on the road and like I have my own hotel room and like. I just don't want to oversleep, because a lot of times if I'm in that scenario, I'll just sleep forever. I'll set a reasonable alarm for like 7:30 or 8. And then I'll just, if I'm by myself, I'm just hitting snooze over and over.
Like,
and
I get in a loop.
But it's not, you're not getting quality sleep though.
No, of
like,
course
it's
not.
Just making you, I think it makes you more tired, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, the scary thing is, in my mind, is like, if I turn the alarm off and then fall back asleep on accident, I'm going to way oversleep. So I'm kind of like throwing a little.
I wonder what that's like.
I just literally.
As soon as I'm up, I'm like, there's no chance I'm falling back asleep.
No, if I wake up after 4:30 at all, like even if I'm just waking up and I have to pee, I'm up.
Yeah.
Like there's no going back to sleep after 4:30.
I can't after 4:30, but after 5:30, it's over. I'm up. 4:30 is still like dark.
I could literally just, I could be a corpse anytime.
What's
except
that
for
one?
Men have that ability.
Yeah, you don't have the anxieties of the world but weighing on your shoulders.
Very rude to be constantly snoozing your partner.
Guilty.
Like that sucks.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit more. Sorry. You got to think about your partner a little bit better.
100%.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Ooh. Okay.
So last week I talked about condiments on a table.
Yeah.
This week I'm talking about condiments being delivered. So what I'm putting on the stand is when you order takeout, one single packet of any condiment. And that's all they give you.
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce is the main issue here, because especially when you order like a lot of sushi and they give you one little packet and no chopsticks. You can't eat. So you have to eat it with your hands.
Yeah.
Because you can't eat it with a fork.
Right. And there's no soy sauce in those packets. That's enough for one piece of sushi.
It's enough for one little slice of a roll.
Yeah.
Like soy sauce makes sushi.
Yeah.
So yeah, one packet. I need many. I mean, I think it should be proportionate to how many rolls you're getting. I need like five per roll.
At least.
And if you're getting five rolls, I need 30 packets. Round up in that case.
The takeout accoutrement is it's a delicate balance there. Like, cause I've ordered sushi for myself before and they've thrown in like enough setups for like three people.
Yeah.
They're like,
for like two rolls. You're like, yeah. why do you think there's, what do you think?
Three like, mice whole family this? Is having dinner.
Yeah.
But they probably just give you a bunch of chopsticks and like two packets of soy sauce.
But yeah, yeah. But it's like the Wild West with the condiments. It's like no one knows what to do. Yeah. So it's like
I'm so on this train because I need, it's my way or the highway with my food. If I don't get it the way that I want it to, it's absolutely useless. And a lot of that has to do with sauce.
Dude, a fry without ketchup.
Useless.
Like going to McDonald's, they forget to put ketchup in. I don't have ketchup at home. I'm not eating the fries.
You know, he doesn't eat ketchup. He doesn't care about it.
Crazy.
Sorry about all that.
It's insane.
I will say this fries though. Ranch. This is a great lesson. I don't dip my fries in ranch.
Yes,
if there's ranch and I have fries, I might
enough.
Dunk
you don't
a
dip it in anything.
I don't really dip fries.
That's so insane.
I just salt them and eat them.
Just a dry, crusty fry.
Literally, the point of fries is to the vessel for ketchup.
Yeah.
For some. I am a potato purist, so okay. I just like to enjoy the potato. Here's what I'll say. This is a great lesson, though, in why you should have condiments at home ready to go.
Yes, in an ideal world, but if you forget.
No, they're different.
They are different.
No, I don't like a refrigerated ketchup for sure.
With McDonald's fry.
I don't like any refrigerated condiment.
In a pinch, I'll do it, but it's not ideal.
No, I like it in the packets. Like, I always want a packet
sweeter.
Of condiment.
It's better. It's just better.
It's like, yeah.
I think we're talking about like a plus or minus 4%. In quality here. Like if you have
you don't even like ketchup. What do you know?
Would you rather not have it or have some at home ready to go?
I barely would rather have some at home to go. Like it's almost not even worth it.
Really?
If it's not the
kind
warm
of with
ketchup.
Her, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If it's not the warm McDonald's ketchup.
Like, even my own cold fridge soy sauce is not really what I want.
You know what the best ketchup in the world is? Is
McDonald's.
The McDonald's ketchup out of the thing into the paper cup.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
And you maybe put a little salt or pepper on top of it and just
but that might fall into the table condiment category depending on if people are fiddling with the spout.
Yeah, that's true. Packet is the best.
Packet's ideal and
I'm
sterile.
Going paper cup, even at In-N-Out. Oh my god, it's so good.
We had In-N-Out.
I know.
Last night.
I don't want to hear it. Sounds so good.
Honestly, I was like
animal style, protein style burger. They lettuce wrap it. It's amazing.
Wow. You just said that it wasn't that good last night.
No, it's a mess.
You're it's like, so I was like, good. Is this
I like
good?
A bun.
I was like, is this good? He's like, it'd be a lot better with a bun.
Yeah,
I'm like exactly.
Yeah, well, I also wanted to like get you away from it because I knew you're gonna try to eat some of it.
I know, and then you ate half. It was useless that you got on.
Anyways, ketchup.
No, we're talking about a single on the stand. Guilty. Give more. Packets.
Give more. Well, you know what we did. The whole band.
Or at least have an option where I can add it to my order.
Yeah,
I'll pay extra. But last time when I wanted to do this with sushi,
they
didn't even have
you.
An option.
Yeah. I know.
I'm like. More soy sauce packets in the notes. They still don't honor it.
I know. It's true.
You know who knows what's up is Taco Bell. We brought the whole band after the show the other night. We brought the whole band through the drive-thru in like an Uber. And when we got to the window.
They give you handfuls of packets.
Pat said, give us as much as you can give us without getting fired. And they gave us its own bag.
Amazing.
And it was like, I love you guys so much.
They
like,
don't care.
Yeah. They don't care.
You know, In-N-Out is also good at that. In-N-Out gives you a bag of condiments.
Yep. So.
They have happy employees over there.
That's
true. It should be the default, is I think your argument. So
yeah, more packets.
It's guilty.
Guilty. I'll go next.
Okay.
So we're recording these ahead of time.
Yeah.
Next week we'll have the wedding recap because obviously it's done by now. But But we are recording this before we leave for France, and I have been looking at the forecast for the chateau, and you know, it's not looking great. There's some rain going on, but what I am putting on the stand is big weather in general, because I don't know what the fuck is going on, but every single weather app that I look in, this is not just for the chateau. This is just in general. I'm looking at the weather for LA today. It is different on every single app I go on, and even different between like Jared's iPhone weather app and then my iPhone weather app. And I don't know what to believe. And I feel like Big Weather is just trying to like confuse us all.
Big Weather.
Big Weather. Now, this has been a hot button issue for a long time because weathermen, meteorologists on local news have received death threats. There's all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, because they get the weather wrong?
People hold them responsible. And all this tells me is nobody knows.
But what is even a meteorologist doing? Like, what's a weatherman doing?
They're analyzing the science that's available, the data that's available in terms of...
But are they actually? Or are they
I'm sure
just...
it's an algorithm. I'm sure there are machines taking that data from... points all over the world and tracking patterns and then making an assessment of how they think it'll be by the time they get to us.
Like, this is a great opportunity because I'm sure there's a meteorologist out there listening. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Hop in the Facebook group and tell us what you do. Because I want to know, like, I know there's an art and a science to it. It's just,
but it's not even
it's so
that,
hard to be right.
That no, for sure. But why is everything different? That's my question. Why is your iPhone telling me a different temperature than my iPhone?
I also just think conditions change really quickly.
Yes.
Like temperature drops quickly, which can just, create like, a change in atmospheric pressure, which can change clouds. And is it a cumulonimbus cloud?
Ooh,
is it not?
I love a cirrus cloud.
Yeah. I love the cumulonimbus.
A wispy blanket.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in terms of going, and I think what you mean especially is like a week out or like trying to project these forecasts, there's like, I feel like there's no way to know.
It's not that. Why is everything different?
Mm.
Why is every app, why is my phone telling me something different than your phone?
Maybe it's like geotag stuff.
But it's not because we're in the same place.
Yeah, but maybe your home base is still Phoenix. Maybe it's something like,
I don't think it's that weird.
I don't get it. I would like somebody that works for Apple to let me know because that I drives
me. You want to check right now? Check your weather.
For what?
Check your weather right now. Just
go for
just the current. Just give me the current forecast the next 5
in
days.
In what location?
Where we're at right now. Do current
Los
location.
Angeles?
Let's do it. Let's just find out right now on air.
If Big Weather
yeah,
is conning
us. Yeah, let's just see.
All right, I have mine up.
Los Angeles.
Today, 77.
77.
77.
Tuesday, 81.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wednesday, 84.
Yep.
Oh, all of ours are the same.
Thursday, 81.
Yep.
Friday, 82.
Now look up Paris.
Okay, now let's go to a different location, okay? We're going to go Paris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. I feel like this is where it's going to get a little mucky.
Maybe. Or this will be the first time
today?
That it's all the same. 83?
Me too.
Tomorrow?
85.
86? 86.
86.
40%
Yeah, what the hell?
How are they the same now?
All right.
81, 75, 73, 71, 70, 71?
That's all right.
Yep.
Wow. Maybe they fixed it since the last time I was complaining about it.
Jack is...
I have a feeling that it's possible that maybe you were just looking at the wrong city.
Jared, I'm not that stupid. Sometimes I am, but not this time.
I don't know.
I swear to God. You know I obsess over the
weather.
You got
a lot of screens open. You might be looking at the wrong thing.
No. All right. Well, I don't know how I feel now. Maybe it's guilty. Maybe it's not.
I don't think we should trust Big Weather either way.
I don't trust any big anything.
Especially Big Bed. Still not over the
big
top sheet.
Bed.
No. All right, Jared.
By the way, guilty.
Yes. Guilty.
Mine is very simple. It's cake.
Wow.
And I'm putting cake on the stand today because Jack came home from her bridal shower that she had with you guys and brought a cake home. And I got home late last night and I saw the cake and I was like, I'm going to have a bite of this. And I had a bite. I did not like the cake. I realized I don't like cake.
I don't like cake.
And the reason for that is because there are so many better desserts.
Like a brownie.
Literally pick anything else.
I mean, a chocolate chip cookie, obviously.
But Jack made a great... comment to me earlier and it made me think because cupcakes
I love a cupcake.
I like cupcakes
so what's
too.
Going on there, what's the difference? It's because there's an abundance of cake and
I also
therefore,
just like I need a vanilla cake chocolate frosting contrast.
Yeah,
I'm not like
vanilla.
I'm not a vanilla on vanilla person.
I'm a cream cheese frosting fanatic and you can't really put that all over a cake because it gets very
no
rich
this
and
is
excessive.
Like homemade cupcakes. I don't
this
like a store-bought.
No. Well, I like...
You like sprinkles.
I love sprinkles so much.
But they bring it with that cream cheese frosting.
But this is why cupcakes are good and cake is not good because cupcakes have a perfect ratio of cream to cake.
Okay.
Where a cake, it's like, even if you cut a good piece of cake, it's all of the frosting's on the one side. Like you get a good bite of frosting to cake on a cupcake, especially a mini cupcake.
I agree. But a whole cake or a slice of cake,
I don't really like cupcakes that much either, to be honest. Okay. I just want a brownie.
You just want a brownie.
I just love sprinkles.
I just think there are so many better desserts available. And like a cake is almost like a decorative thing. It's like
it's novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's novelty.
So I'm going guilty. A cake to me is guilty.
I'm going
to
say guilty.
And we're not going to do, well, we didn't do cake at the wedding. We're going to do a French tradition called a croquembouche.
Croquembouche. Ooh, like a bunch of little donut holes.
Love that. No one likes cake.
It's like a donut tower.
Nobody needs a cake.
Nope.
Anyways.
All right.
Guilty.
Croquembouche. Bouche's mouth.
Bouche.
What's croc? Uh-oh.
Croc? Probably like something joyful.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe it's donut. Donut mouth.
I just know bouche. It's like probably mouth-sized, bite-sized.
Oh.
It's probably some play on bite-sized.
I should probably learn that.
Yeah, probably. Mm. All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for True Crime Tangent.
Woo! Woo.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so...
Oh, Jared, we did the same sound.
We did.
Last night, I just ended up on facts on Instagram. It's just facts.
Cool.
Facts page. And some of these facts were pretty interesting.
Jack's so facts.
We're going to go through Jack facts. And you guys just let me know how you feel about the facts.
Okay? Love it.
Okay, so fact number one is all clownfish, you know clownfish, these little guys? Yeah. All clownfish are born as males. One female lives with a group of males, but only mates with one of them.
Ooh, lots of competition in that
when
group.
When she dies, her mate will become female, and this change is irreversible.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
Imagine that. That's wild.
And that's, I guess, how the females live on in the clonefish world.
Wow. They're just
flip-flopping, gender-flipping.
They have to die and then give their femininity to a manfish?
I guess.
That's imagine really like sad. When you guys die, like you have to hand it. You're like, here, take my femininity.
Yeah, you can't even say it. Imagine handing it off to Jared.
Femininity. Here, I'm done with this.
This is why
I'm a corpse now.
I am dead. This is why I just fucking love sea creatures. They do the weirdest shit.
They're so cool.
They all do the weirdest shit.
Seahorses, they come out of a little pouch.
And the male gives birth.
Yeah.
Male gives birth.
Like, they wild. Just flip everything on its head.
They really, I just, like, sea creatures are all aliens. They're all doing weird shit.
Seahorses, can you believe those are real?
I know, they're so tiny.
And they're cute. Like,
and they're fragile.
What a little baby.
They're so cute.
Wouldn't want to be one.
That they were huge seahorses.
Oh, my God, I would.
Imagine you could ride them?
Imagine if they were the size of a whale. A seahorse the size of a whale.
That'd be cool.
They're beautiful.
Missed opportunity.
It'd be kind of terrifying, though, I feel like.
But I don't think they're...
More terrifying than a giant squid?
Ooh.
Or like a killer whale? Or a giant manta ray?
I don't like thinking about the deep waters.
30-foot manta ray?
No, I don't like any of it.
An anglerfish?
I have thalassophobia.
Blobfish. I love the deep sea.
I love a platypus.
God. Platypus. Okay, next one. This, you know WD-40?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
The squeak stuff? The squeak grease?
The secret formula for WD-40 is stored in a bank vault, and it has only left twice. One of those instances was on its 50th birthday when the CEO of WD-40 rode through Times Square on a horse wearing a suit of armor with the formula in his hand.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Why?
I don't know.
Doesn't he just know it?
I got to tell you something. That's brilliant marketing.
It was the CEO. It's not like he came up with it. What?
I'm going to tell you why they need that marketing.
Why are they trying to bait like people to shoot this man for this recipe?
I know.
Let me paint a quick picture. The other night, so we have a squeaky door for our bedroom.
Yeah.
And I come in late, and that squeak always gives me anxiety because I don't want to wake her up. So I was like, I need WD-40. I got to silence this. We don't have any. I have butter spray for cooking, and I sprayed it on the hinges of the door. It's gone.
That might be the secret formula.
So I'm just saying, whatever that formula is, I don't really care because I can use cooking spray.
You should go ride around Times Square on a horse.
Yeah.
Holding up your butter spray.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Trader Joe's brand.
Yeah. I love that.
I think that'd be a good move. Okay, so this one, I don't know if this is a half fact because I didn't look into what is actually true, but it said pirates actually, you know, like pirates and their eye patches.
Sure.
So obviously.
Classic pirates with classic their eye. Pirates. They always only have one eye.
You would assume that they're wearing them because they lost an eye, you know, to cover up their lost eye. But apparently they wore eye patches to increase night vision, not to cover a missing eye.
Wow. Is that how you increase night vision?
And well,
you probably train your eye one at a time.
There was like a whole... Like a whole thing about if they actually wore them because so they, their vision could like correct itself if they were going under deck and then up deck and under deck and up deck. But now, like, I don't know what the actual truth is.
Maybe I thought it was maybe to look through their.
Maybe it stops motion sickness.
Maybe.
Like it might help. There's probably several reasons for it.
Yeah. Cause
like,
were
I
that
learned,
many losing eyes?
I learned on this, and maybe Matt's talked about this before to you guys, that pirates would have earrings because if they died, the silver would be used for like a burial or to get their bodies back.
That's
why they had pierced ears because it was like,
yeah,
no one's getting this unless you're dead.
Right.
And someone's ripping it out of your ear alive.
Yeah.
And that's what they all did. So it would pay for their burial.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I should look into that.
Americans in health coverage. Like we should all have jewelry. So like if anything happens.
Yeah. Well, we basically have to do that anyway. The money in our bank account.
You know, Russia has centralized healthcare. They have free healthcare in Russia.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Putin. Putin gives it to his people, but we don't have it.
America. Okay. Super Mario. You know,
I think I know where this is going.
Super Mario is named after a real life businessman named Mario Segal.
Wow.
Who was renting out a warehouse to Nintendo back in the day. After Nintendo fell far behind on rent, Segal did not evict them, but gave them a second chance to come up with the money. So Nintendo succeeded, obviously, and named their main character after him.
I love that.
Isn't that cute?
Wow.
Mario.
It's me.
I saw something recently that said... It's a me actually doesn't mean it's me.
What does it
means something else in Italian.
Uh-oh.
That's not bad.
Okay.
But people have been talking about that. That's what I thought.
Let me look it up.
That's what I thought you were going with because I've been seeing that circulating TikTok recently.
But he says, it's a me, a Mario.
It doesn't mean it's me.
Then he goes, wah-ha!
Yeah.
And that's like, Those
I
are
like
the two
Wario.
Things.
Oh, it says Itsumi. Like I-T-S-U-M-I.
And it's like, I think it's Japanese.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not Italian, actually, but like.
Oh, they go on to claim that Itsumi is a Japanese word that roughly translates to superb or great, which would essentially mean Mario has been saying Super Mario this entire time.
So it's like a Pokemon.
And everyone thinks it's a me, Mario, like it's me, but
it's
he's really
me.
Saying
Whoa,
Super Mario.
That's
I know.
Cool.
My brain is coming out of my ears.
I know, wow. But that's what I thought this was going to be. I thought this was going to be that.
Holy
shit.
Oh my God, amazing. So I screenshotted a bunch of these.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing I screenshotted was a DM for somebody saying how much for feet pics.
Amazing.
Is that a new one?
I got another suitor this morning, 1:31 in the morning.
That's so weird.
I know.
I've never been asked.
I've been asked now three
times. But you wear heels a lot. Like you give a peek.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I don't give a little bit of a peek. Okay, this is the last fact for today. Maybe we'll do more episodes like this because these facts are fun.
It's pretty fun.
God, that's crazy, the Mario one.
Jared's like having a moment.
Yeah.
It's a me.
All right, I'm back.
Walmart tried and failed to establish itself in Germany in the early 2000s. One of the speculated reasons for its failure is that Germans found certain team building activities and the forced greeting and smiling at customers unnerving.
Fuck yeah.
Europeans don't like it.
Something I love about the Germans, I will say this to you right now, I love that they're all just like, I'm getting my shit done, my head's down, I'm working.
Yeah.
Why do we have to say hi, how
they
are you to
everyone?
They don't need
the pleasantries.
Yeah.
The French don't like it either.
No. Also the British didn't like it. That's, remember we were talking about, they didn't have any pleasantries last time we went to London.
Yep. But like specifically Germany, like it's such a efficient, like sort of like rigid, but like I'm here to get my shit done and go home. Like their engineering is fantastic. Like there's so many, just the culture itself is so funny. Like I remember there was a like do not walk sign and I was with the band and we walked and everyone like audibly was like, they're jaywalking. Like it was
we
went against the grain and it was like, you know, you could feel
you probably
it.
Would have gotten a ticket.
Yeah. Probably. It's probably, I mean, we're
well, that's
stupid.
Why they hate Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And imagine if we skipped all the pleasantries, how much more we could all get done.
That's
yes.
true.
Yes. But the
like
efficiency
the anxiety
is like,
we wouldn't have about people pleasing to
oh,
random
God.
Strangers.
Wow.
Oh God.
It'd be so nice.
That is so funny though. They're like team building activity.
Yeah.
I'm better by myself and faster and
yeah.
Like, there's no I in team and we like it that way.
Yeah. That is so true. Mm. Mm. I love it. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear about bad things that you people did next.
Woo. Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey, Naughtykins. So we're going to just dive right into it. Let's hear what naughty thing our caller this week has maybe done.
Naughty.
Or maybe not done.
This is an oldie but a goodie. I just want to preface that I've learned a lot about being a better person since this happened. But when I was a freshman in high school, my best friend was dating this guy. They had been dating for a couple years. And we're, you know, as serious as you can get when you're 14. And I never really thought much of him. But then I started dating one of his best friends. And that only lasted a couple weeks because then me and my best friend's boyfriend ended up hooking up with each other on New Year's Eve at a party where both my boyfriend and his girlfriend were. And we made out and... then for the next like month and a half, we dated secretly. I broke up with my boyfriend, but he stayed with my best friend. And throughout that whole time, you know, my friend just kept telling me, why is he acting weird? I feel like he doesn't want to spend as much time with me. Like everything else has been really good. And all of a sudden it just feels really weird. And you know, I was just that asshole who kept telling her it's fine. It's all in your head. He loves you. et cetera. And then they eventually broke up and I ended up staying together with him secretly for about 6 months. We actually ended up being each other's firsts. And, you know, realistically looking back, he's probably the first person I ever really thought I loved and had those feelings for. But it was a real, real shitty thing to do. And it definitely came back to bite me in the ass. And a friend that I finally confided in, I kept this a secret for about 6-7 months. And I finally confided in someone about it. And that person then went and ratted me out, rightfully so, to my best friend. And I lost my friends. I had to do a lot of re-life building. And I am now probably the most loyal friend you can have because I really learned what happens when you choose a woman, like choose a man over a best friend. But that by far is the worst thing I've ever done. And I still feel embarrassed and ashamed about it, but also that's life. And thanks y'all for everything you do. Love this show.
There's a word for this that I've not said in a while, but you were young, you were like 14. You were morality testing. Like yeah. You didn't know how bad that would feel till you did it. And losing all your friends is a consequence you've accepted at that time. I'm sure you've had lots of friends now because it sounds like you've done introspection and you're like, that's terrible. It was terrible. That anxiety felt terrible. Lying felt awful. And you don't sound like you would ever in a million years do this again.
Well, number one, you were Scandoval before Scandoval was a thing.
Yeah, you were very ahead of your time.
This is literally Scandoval. But yes, you were 14 years old. We all did shitty, stupid things when you were 14. You were a literal child. But I think the story went exactly how it should have.
Yeah.
Like, you got your karma. You had to face the repercussions of all of your actions in the most appropriate way that it could have happened. You lost your friends, but you learned a huge lesson and you carried that lesson throughout the rest of your life and it made you a better person. Like, I could not see this going any better way than it did.
And honestly, to do it at that age and not when you're an adult, that stigma could really stick with you forever, you know? And I think doing this when you're young, making that mistake really young, isn't going to follow you around in the way it would if you did this as an adult. So I really think you've already learned and you're probably the most loyal friend ever. I mean, I think even if people don't admit it, they can look back at one thing they did that they're like, wow, like that was fucked up. And if anyone ever found out about that, I would be so ashamed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we were all testing our limits and our boundaries and seeing what things felt like when we were going through adolescence. So I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of.
Absolutely.
Jer?
You see me thinking over here?
Yeah.
No, I was just like, what a great lesson. What a great way to like find out before it really matters in life. And to have not learned anything from that would have been a great waste. And the fact that you did is huge. And I think that's like what Lex said. It's like, that's when you're supposed to do all that.
Yeah.
If we all were like perfect our entire lives, it'd be a really boring place to live. So, you know, glad you learned. And I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Proud of you
You're
too.
A good person.
Yep.
All right. Well, we don't have a stanza doing. That's okay. She'll come back when she's ready.
You know, she's gotta let the creativity flourish a little longer.
Don't put it out if it's not gonna be a hit. That's what I know. Say.
Absolutely.
I only want good stuff out there.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.